Welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to be reviewing a collection of poetry. It's called Heart Talk by Cleo Wade. Cleo Wade is an American poet, activist, and author. And her most famous collection of poetry is Heart Talk, where she says, quote, "This book is a compilation of notes I have written in my apartment in New York City. It also consists of poems about loving, being, and healing that have been my life rafts when I did not know how to swim in the waters of the world." So as I did with my other one, I'm going to read a couple quotes, talk about what they mean to me, and then talk about the significance of the collection as a whole. The first one is, quote, "And the best news of all is that it is never too late to become the person you've always wanted to be." Although this is pretty straightforward, this is something that's been definitely important in my life. You know, people make mistakes. You know, we are honestly a different person every time we wake up. And no matter where you are in your life, it's never too late to be the type of, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend you want to be, the type of teammate, the type of student. You know, it's never too late to do that. "When I let go of who I thought I had to be, I could finally and powerfully become who I really am." This is also another powerful quote, very simple, straightforward, but it's this idea that a lot of times, especially in today's society with social media, we pretend to be something that we're not. And oftentimes this facade ends up hiding who we truly are. So it isn't until you stop pretending to be someone you're not, which allows you to find who you truly are. And you got to let yourself just be who you are. Learning the power of gratitude is not only wise, it is practical. When you understand how to feel grateful for what you for what we have, we are free from the uneasy state of constantly waiting. You know, gratitude is definitely important in everyone's life. You know, it is said that gratitude is an anxiety reliever. It's a stress reliever. It's something that many of us don't practice enough. And, you know, people are grateful. You know, they say things like, "Oh, I'm grateful to, you know, be alive," and things like that. But true gratitude often only works when you really, truly feel it. You know, I talk about this a lot when I did my meditation paper. It's only when you truly feel gratitude that it allows you to attract the same energy. We may not always have the power to control what shows up at our door, but we always, always, always have the power to decide what stays and what goes. To me, this kind of goes with the philosophy of control what you can control. You know, you may not, you know, life's going to throw obstacles at you. You may not know what comes at you next, but you do decide how you react. Some things are inevitable. I can't really say the word, but some things just happen, and you have to learn to accept it, and you have to learn, and you have to have the mindset that you don't control what happens to you. You control how you respond to it, and that's the really important part. This is actually one of my favorite ones in the collection of poetry. It's "The best thing about your life is that it's constantly in a state of design. This means you have at all times the power to redesign it. Make moves, allow shifts, smile more, be more, do less, say less. Yes, just remember, when it comes to your life, you are not only the artist, but the masterpiece as well." This is kind of the spiritual idea about manifesting your thoughts, about you can create the reality in which you live in. You create the perspective, you create the paradigm that you live in. You create your future and all these things. You know, so for someone who takes the more spiritual road when it comes to religion and stuff like that. No, I'm a big believer in manifesting the perspective that you view the world in. A lot of people don't believe that they have the power to create these things. They think they're stuck. They think life is what it is and there's no way out. But in reality, you can. I strongly believe that you do have the power, absolutely have the power to create any world you want to live in, to manifest any mass amount of wealth, to find the perfect soulmate, to find the perfect career, to have the family you've always wanted, and all these things. I truly believe the human mind has the power to create that paradigm that you want to live in. I don't want to get too many quotes, but as a whole, I thought the collection of poetry, it had a very like young, relatable tone. The author used language that wasn't very, it didn't feel strict, it just felt open, it felt very simple to understand. Another thing, the author does a great job allowing the reader's mind to, in a sense, surrender in order to fully grasp the weight of what's being said. And a lot of times people will just read a poem and kind of brush over the little details, but Cleo Wade, the author, does a really good job of introducing the idea, allowing the mind to surrender, allowing the mind to open up, and then execute with the important message, which I thought it's very hard to explain. It's one of those things that you kind of just have to read to experience. It felt that, you know, at each poem, it was opening up a new perspective. Each poem had its own universe, its own perspective, which I thought was really cool. I would definitely recommend this book for anyone looking for a collection of inspirational poems. It's definitely, I would put it in the category of like self-help poetry. It has a lot to do with, you know, with being with yourself. One of the great messages of this poem is, you know, in order to help others, you must help yourself first. You know, you have to learn how to manifest happiness in order to give happiness, right? And so that's kind of a big message. But overall, it's a super easy read. Again, I'd recommend it to pretty much anyone, just like the last poetry collection that I read, Love Her Wild. Both were super easy reads. You know, different readers will have different perspectives on each poem. And I think that's the beauty about all these poetry collections. You know, I will interpret these poems in a different way that, you know, different people will. And I think that's really cool. But again, definitely recommend this poetry collection. And that's the end of the podcast.